I'm Daniel Roberts. I make sculpture, I do a lot of drawing. Yeah, I've been doing that for over 15 years now. It's called Night Terrors. And people often have it where they see shadows hovering just out of view. When I'm having these dreams, like, they're very vivid, and I'm awake and I feel awake and my body's awake, my mind is just somehow not there entirely. This type of dreaming that I have, it's like mixes the waking world and my dream world. I think I sleep with my eyes open, so I'll be seeing the real room and it'll be exactly how it is in real life, and I'll be having a nightmare. I'm conscious of the dream, but I'll wake up and I'll be standing, but it'll be still partially a dream world. Like, it fogs out of dream world. I don't like to talk about it because I definitely can. Like, I've been having nightmares recently, actually, and they build up. So one nightmare makes me feel like I'll have subsequent nightmares, and I usually will. Often it's with the same themes, but when they get truly bad, it's pretty awful. In California, I was staying at our friend Sean Paul's house, and he was letting me stay in his garage, which is he had redone into a kind of extra bedroom. And the garage is this tin roof. And it was really rainy that night. And I was dreaming. I think my eyes were kind of open. And this particular night, I was having a nightmare that a man was coming into the room. He was wearing a really dark, like, slicker. I want to say it was green, like a dark, like, green. And he was soaking wet, and he felt like he was coming in to get out of the rain, like he'd done it before, and he was being really quiet. The door of the garage has no lock, and it's a sliding door. It slides sideways. It's really easy to walk into, and you can't lock it from the inside or the outside. So he came, he slid the door open really quietly, and he stepped in. He was like a hobo, you know? He had all his stuff with him. I want to say he had a backpack on under his slicker, so it was, like, bulky, and he had, like, a white beard, and so it looked like he was coming in trying to find somewhere dry so he could sleep. And he's wearing the slicker, and he's all soaking wet, and our eyes lock. He looks at me, and he sees that I'm awake, and he's pretending, staying really still, hoping that I will forget he's there, or I'll go back to sleep or something. But I'm looking at him, and he's not going away. Like, usually, if I look at something for a while, and, like, I'll trick my mind into seeing what it is. But he's still there. So he scares me, and it's really, like, all my hair stands up on my head, on the back of my neck, and I'm freaked out. And so I jump up, and he's still there, and I'm standing on the bed. And I go, "Who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of here." And he doesn't say anything, but he slightly turns to walk back out the sliding door. So he, like, turns his shoulder, and I'm like, freaked out, and I go at him, like, towards the corner where this sliding door is, and I'm like, "Get the fuck out of here. I don't fucking want you here. Like, get the fuck out." He's, like, slowly leaving, but really slowly. So I go to push him or grab him and at his shoulder and kind of, like, throw him out this door, and he, all of a sudden, he's just gone. And I'm, like, in the corner of the room where the sliding door is, like, grabbing at the kind of wall and the door, and he's just gone. And that was my dream. But I was awake the whole time. Like, I was awake. Like, what I said, and I jumped out of bed, and I was in the corner of the room, like, messing with the corner of the wall. Like, I was grabbing the corner of the wall. And he's not there, obviously. So, as a adult, it only ever happened to me one other time, which was actually maybe about 3 weeks before the dream with the old man. And I was in San Francisco at this hotel. So I often have nightmares when I'm sleeping in new places. And I woke up and there was a woman in my room, an old woman in my room. Old people, I don't know why. And I thought instantly that she was real. So I didn't sit there and think about it, trying to will her away. But I jumped out of the bed that time and I was yelling at her, telling her to get out. And it ended up being a lampshade. Like I had ruined this lampshade. It was like a standing lamp. And it kind of jogged me out of it. I was messing with this lampshade. It's happened since I was a kid. I would have them, and of course, as a kid, I didn't understand. The first one I remember, I was in first grade, where the house was on fire. And I was too scared to get up. Although I was in my bed and I was moving and I turned away from it. The whole house was on fire. And I turned away from it into my bed. And I could see the shadows of the fire on the wall, like with my shadow. And the whole place was on fire. And I don't remember how long, but it felt like a really long time. And I was yelling for my mom, for my dad. And they didn't come. And it went on for, I don't know, a while. But it was so truly awful that I think I had nightmares every night for the next 5 years of my life. This is another one where I would end up that I would be afraid of as a kid, that I didn't want to happen to me. But this one, I had the stuffed animal. It was blue. My mom won it in some game, and I'd had it as long as I can remember. I would have a dream that it was walking down the hallway in our house. Kind of, there's three bedrooms, they all face the same hallway. As a kid, you go run up and down it all the time. And so this stuffed animal was out there walking, and I would not understand or whatever. I'd get up to go get it, and I would grab it, and it would electrocute me, like really quickly, like a quick electrical shock. And there would be no animal. There's nothing there. But I was awake. It wasn't changing. Everything was the same. With the old woman, I like hurt this lamp. And with the old man, I was like in the corner of the room, or I would be in this hallway. And it would all be the same. The colors, like the rain, all was there. It wasn't like that was made up. Yeah, it's weird.